Okay, today we're going to begin the sugya of Da Makkah, and it'll take us a little bit of time to get through it. First, we'll start with the theory before we're able to get to the practice. So we had originally seen in the Mishnah Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, the Maisa of Rabbi Akiva Vitamida, where a woman approached Rabbi Akiva with the Shayach of Kesem, and Rabbi Akiva raised the question, maybe she had a Makkah, and maybe the Kesem is attributable to the Makkah. So that indicates in the context of Ksamim Derabanan that there's a possibility of a Taliyah B'maka, which is a generic kind of Taliyah along the lines of the classic Taliyah that we've encountered. But as we'll see, there may be situations where a Maka could be used as a source to attribute down to, even when we're talking about Derisas, even the context of Bidikos, and where the consequences may be daraisa. That emerges primarily from the sugya of Ro Adam Machnas Tashmish, which we're going to look at presently, and the Gemara in Daf Tesayin Amin Aleph. The Gemara in Tesayin Amin Aleph presents a machlokas Tanayim, Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe, in the context of the question of Vestos, daraisa Vestos, derabanan. So that issue of Vestos, daraisa Vestos, derabanan, is primarily applicable to two questions, which we'll get to probably much later in the year when we focus on Vestos. But Vestos are relevant, number one, to create a chiv bedika, meaning if a woman expects to see Dam at a certain point and she has a predictable cycle that indicates when it's likely she'll see Dam, there may be a chiv bedika during that Shas of Vest. And the other din of Prisha Samach Vest, that there be a requirement or an Isser to have Tashmish, maybe beyond Tashmish, during the Onas HaVest, and whatever Samach HaVest is considered, sometime during that Ona, or perhaps preceding the Ona, as we will discuss. So in that context, the Gemara has this Machlokas Rebbe Shem Gamliel, if a woman sees Dam Machmas Makkah, she sees Dam, but it's potentially attributable to a Makkah, so is she chosheshes for that dam? And Tosus there indicates Dibra Maskel B'Makor that whole machlokas may only be relevant to the status of the dam itself. But maybe everyone agrees that if you have a re'ias dam, even a bibidika, which is attributable to a maka, that the woman may be a tahora labayla, even if the dam might be tame. And that depends on the particulars of the sugya there, which isn't our focus at the moment. But that machlokas tanaim may relate to our Gemara here on Daf Samachayim and Beis, that our Gemara may be a liba derishim gamliel, that in the case of a roa machmas damaka, the woman is tahora. Again, or according to Tosfos, everyone agrees that the woman is tahora, the machlokas is about the status of the dam. The Gemara has here on Daf Samachayim and Beis, two lines to the bottom, Tanur Abana. Haroa dam machmas tashmish. If a woman sees dam machmas tashmish, and there's a suspicion that there's some connection between the tashmish and the dam, mishameshes parmishon v'shni v'shlishes mikan ve'elach lo tishamesh ashetiskar. So there's a concern that perhaps the tashmish brings on or yes adam. If that happens three times, then the woman becomes asura labayla. And then if that happens three times with the next husband and the next husband, then she's done for the rest of her life, potentially. So in the context of this potentially disastrous consequence of Ro Adam Machmas Tashmish, the Gemara has a number of potential outs or ways to avoid that consequence. The Gemara says, on Samach Vav Amud Aleph, 10 lines from the top, if the woman has a makkah b'osamakom, even if she's roa dam machmas tashmish, you have the right to attribute that dam to dam makkah, and that is not considered to be a product of the tashmish. V'im yish la vest, tola b'vesta. And if she has a vest, you can be told on the vest. We'll explain that in a few moments. V'im hayadam makasa mishuna b'dam riyasa, eina tola. If, however, the presentation of the dam that she sees is different than the expected presentation of damaka, meaning the dam that presents itself does not look like damaka would look, then you have no right to be tola. V'nemenes isha lomar maka yeshli b'makor shemimena dam yotzei. Divrei Rebbe. Shimon Leah, Madame Akabam, and Makor, Tame. And that's the Machlokas Rebbe Shimon Leah we saw earlier. So there are four separate statements here. We'll have to analyze all of them independently. Then number one, you could be Tala Madame Akka. Number two, you could be Tala Bivesta. Number three, if the Dam Mak is Mishuna Midam Riyasa, you can't be Tola. And then the question of Ne'amanus, that the Ne'amanus that a woman would have to say that she has Damaka Bimakor. Okay, but again, the context of the Gemara here and the potential out of attributing the Dam to a Makav is in the context of Roa Machmas Tashmish. Roa Machmas Tashmish also is a Din Dirabanan. However, this may be relevant to Dinam Daraisa as well. The Rambam Perek Chesi Sui Bi Halachi Yudalid, based on that Gemara and Daf Tesayin, writes, if a woman sees Dam because of a Maka, even if she sees it b'shas vesta at a time that she would normally expect to see dam, which would render her a nida, which would render her tmeya, nevertheless, if there's a maka that dam is attributable to, he tahora v'dam tar. So even if we're talking about the default position would have been that this woman is tmeya minatara, this woman is a nida d'araisa because she sees dam b'shas vesta at the time that she would expect to have a normal ri'iyah, it still could be attributable to a maka if there's knowledge that such a maka exists. Shavestos v'divrayam kamoshi yispar, because after all, even though there's an expectation that you're going to have a normal re'iyah now, but we paskin, the Rambam paskins at least, that requirement to take certain precautions b'shas vesta is only a din d'rabbanan, vestas d'rabbanan. So even though the consequence of actually having a re'iyah would be a consequence of the Torah, but because the precautions you need to take are only the Rabbanan, so you have the right to be tola that dam on a maka, even the Shas Vest. Sefer HaTruma, Simen Sadi Beis, Sefer HaTruma, Hilchos Nida, Simen Sadi Beis, writes as well that Din isha sheyesh l'makom both the makom ve'ena yadas imotzi adam im lav. So a woman has a maka, she doesn't know whether that maka produces dam. So these details again, what level of knowledge do you need to have about a maka's ability to produce dam in order to help you? That we'll see as a machlokas rishonim, maybe a machlokas what the Rashba meant as we go on, but the Sefer HaTruma writes, a woman that has a maka b'al samakam, we don't know whether that dam, that maka is motzi adam, but dekas atma b'al samakam, motzi adam. Sorry, imbo dekas atma b'al samakam, motzi adam. So if she does a bedika, and the bedika produces dam, im argeshes kishinofel adam in arechem tamei, or she has a hargasha that the dam comes from the arechem, then she is Tameya, but if she sees dam that is not the product of a bedika and there's no hargasha, then she could be tahora because that is attributable to the maka. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes in our Simen Kuf Pei Zayin Seif Nun Ches, that da the kol dinam elu nisbaru b'ro machmas tashmish, even though the context of our Gemara is Ra Machmas Tashmish, Ubar Hadavar Duadin below Riyas Riya Machmas Tashmish. But the kulas, the ability to be told Bidam Akasa, doesn't only exist in the context of Ra Machmas Tashmish. Elish Eina Yukal Litar Labaila, Menesha Bakal Ezmot Sabidikas Miluchlachas Bidam. But it's also relevant if you have a woman, not in the context of Ra Machmas Tashmish, a woman who has difficulty getting clean bedikas or becoming tahara labayla, gamken yesh laharis kedina meilus. And this is relevant there as well. Whatever kulas exist by roam achmas tashmish, that if you determine that there is a maka to which the dam is attributable, then you're not going to ask the woman labayla. that's also relevant in a lower stakes issue, a woman who's having difficulty getting clean bedikos or becoming tahor levayla because she has staining on the bedikos, or the bedikos are bringing up dam. If that dam is attributable to maka, there may be room lahakel there as well. So even though the context of gemara is ramach matashmish, the dinim of tliya b'maka are relevant in other more common contexts as well, and those details we'll have to flesh out as we go on. Okay, so let's start with the second line of the Gemara, that im yesh leves tola beveska, because that'll inform the previous line of being tola b'maka, and we'll see machlokas rishonim to what extent are these lines are related to each other, if at all. So Rashi's mefarish over here, im yesh leves, the last long line on the top, im yesh leves lekilkol hazeh, she'ena roe kol sha'a machmas tashmish, that if a woman has a vest for this kilkol, there's a certain time where she sees dam in the context of tashmish, because she doesn't see dam every time she has tashmish, el leprakim. There are certain times that she has tashmish where she sees dam, and certain times where she doesn't see dam. So let's say she'll see dam machmas tashmish the first week of every month, but not the second week. So if she has that kind of a predictable pattern, tola bevesta umishameshes below bedika bein vest levest. So if she's roa dam machmas tashmish during a certain part of the month, then she's allowed to still have tashmish during the part of the month where she is not roa machmas tashmish. So that's what it means, im yesh levest tola bevesta, if there's a predictable time where she has this pattern of seeing dam associated with the tashmish, but it doesn't happen every time she has tashmish, then she's allowed to have tashmish during those other points of the month. Okay, that's a Rashi's Mefarish, Im Yesh Levest, Tola Bevesta. Most Rishonim are not Mefarish that way. The Rambam, Perek Dalet, Halacha Kaf, Rambam Yisui Bia, Perek Dalet, Halacha Kaf. And this is how Rov Rishonim learn. Misha rasa dam b'shas tashmish, harezu muteres l'shamish kishet titaher pam shnia. If it only happens once, then she's okay. Rasa dam b'pam shnia, misha meshes pam shlishis, happens twice, she's still okay. Rasa dam b'shlishis, harezu asur l'shamish in baal zel olam, medvar memurim b'shelo hayasham davar l'lasba. So the fact that she's knocked out after three times, that's only if there's no tuliyah. But if she has tashmish samach levesta, then she's tola bevest. Meaning, if she has a vest, she has a vest kavua, let's say, where she sees dam every, call it a vest hafloga, every 28 days she sees dam, or vest hachodesh, days of the month she always sees dam. So if she has tashmish samach levesta, we'll have to define what samach levesta means. If she has tashmish samach levesta, then since that's the time where predictably she's supposed to see dam anyway, she can be tola that dam on a regular monthly re'iyah, on a regular cycle, and not on the tashmish. So the poster Rashi that image of vest, it means a vest for re'ios that are associated with the tashmish. The Rambam understood image of vest, it means a regular generic vest. If she has a vest kavua, she always sees at a 28-day interval, she always sees on the second day of every month, and she has tashmish some up to that time and she expects to see anyway, then you can be told that dam on the vest and not on the tashmish. That's what the Rambam learns. That's what the Ramban learns in Hilchos Nida, Perek Vav, Oz Tesvav, Perek Vav, Oz Tesvav. And that's how the Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Pei Zayin Sif Dalet. Im Shimsha Samach Levesta, Anutolin Riyasa Mishim Vesta. That if she has Tashmish Samach Levesta, we're told of the Riya on the vest. V'lo Chashvina Lo Roa Machmas Tashmish. And we don't consider her to be Roa Machmas Tashmish. The Shachir raises an issue that Achronim discuss, which we'll see in a moment, is what forced the Baal HaMor to understand the Gemara differently. That what does it mean? What is the particular specific instance of Shimsha Samach Levesta that we're talking about? The Shach writes of Katan Tezai and Kasav Aprisha, Delav Yerushiyaskina. The din is that there's an Isser Tashmish Samach Levest. So what are we talking about here? That the person, Ibnish Avest Al Bevest, we're talking about a Rasha who has Tashmish Bishas Avest. Ula Rabbeinu Tam, the Mahmer Le'el, Lifresh Mimena Samach Levesta, Afila B'yotzi L'derech, Mishkach Asla Hacha Samach Shemutter, Kigon Imri Yasa Tkilas Hayom, the Mutter Kalalayla Shalafanav. So the Shach quotes in the Brisha as follows, that we don't understand we're talking about Rishon. So what are the options? So there may be situations, according to some Rishonim, where you are allowed to have Tashmish B'Shas HaVest. The Rabbeinu Tam that he references is the Machlokas Rishonim, the Din of the Gemara in Yevamos, Hayotzei L'Derech Sarach Lifkod Ishta. We'll talk about this in its context when we get there later in the year. But for now, a husband is going on a business trip, he's going to be out of town for a while, Chayev Lifkod Ishta. So Machlokas Rishonim, does that mean B'Tashmish or B'Shar Devar? Because even B'Shas HaVest, you have to be Poket as Ishto. So if you understand that Poket as Ishto is even B'Tashmish, that the Isser of Tashmish B'Shas HaVest is only an Isser D'Rabbanan, and we waive that if you're Yotzei L'Derech, so then that could be the Okem to hear. That if it's a case of Yotzei L'Derech, where you're allowed to have Tashmish B'Onos HaVest, so then that's what we're talking about here in Shimsha Samach L'Vesta. But if you assume, like those Rishonim that are Machmir, that even the Yosef Lederach, it only means Chayiv Lifko B'Divrei Ritzoi with other things, but not with Tashmish, so then you can still be mokim it where we're talking about the preceding Ona. That, strictly speaking, the Or is a Ruin notwithstanding, I'm sorry for getting ahead of ourselves for some of the details that we'll have to talk about later on, but strictly speaking, according to most Rishonim, the way we assume Mikra Din La'alacha, the Isser of Tashmish of Samach Levest is only during the Onus of Vest. So if a woman's vest is during the daytime, that she predictably sees Dam on every 28th daytime period, or in the morning of every second day of the month. So the Isser of Tashmish, the Chi of Aprisha B'Shas HaVest, is only that morning. The night before is Mutter. So the Samach Levest we're talking about is the night before. So there's no Isser of, there's no Chiyav Aprisha Samach Levest the night before, there's no Isser Tashmish. That's the case we're talking about where Im Shimsha Samach Levesta Anutolin and the La Bershi Yaskina. So that's where the Shach goes in the Prisha. Kashali, the Lahafi Mutter called Laila Shelefanav Mishim the Kevin the Vesta Bayom Lo Chashina the Terba Laila. No, Agufa. The whole reason that it's Mutter the night before is that's not the Shas HaVest. So that's not Samach Levesta. The rationale for the Shitas HaRambam that understood in the Gemara and Shimsha Samach Levesta, we're told Riyasa Levesta, is that this is when she's predictably supposed to see. So that's only during the Onus HaVest itself. And when we say there's an Isser, Tashmish, Shechi, Prisha, Samach Levesta, means during that whole 12-hour period or that daytime period. The night before is no different than a week before. That there's no Shaykhus. Kevin the best of Yom Lachashina the Tir Belayla. Shane Regular is Belayla. M.K. Kevin the Makila Mea Taima. Koshagene Lilla Sakula Bahachi Shalote Roa Machmas Tashmish. Kevin Shane Regular Liras Az. Alahacha Mayri Shavu Shimsha. So Shach says, no, in a Hanami, yeah, Birshi Askinan. That we have to say, we're talking about a case where the Tashmish was the Isser. Inami, Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish, Rabbi Yesh Leves, Kirashi. Or you have to say that those Rishonim who understand that there's no Heter Tashmish B'Yotzeh L'Derech, so they'll be Mefarish in Yesh Leves, Tola B'Vesta, like the other Rishonim, like Rashi, against the Rambam. Inami Hachamari B'Ktano, Lo Yivi Simonim, whatever, and Okimta, where there's no predictable Dam that we expect to see. Okay, so the Shachar, the Prisha, that Lad Rashi Askinan, and we're talking about Tashmish Ba'ona Hatsamach L'Vesta. And the Shach argues that, no, either Rishi Askinan, or you have to say that we're going like those Rishonim, that it's mutter to be poked Ishta B'Tashmish by Yosef Lederov, even the onus at best. Okay. The Balamor, that the Piskei Shuvah quotes here in Sifkat and Kaf Aleph, was bothered by the Ati Rishi Askinan problem, which is why he's Mefaresh differently than the Rambam or the Ravid, which he's Masagan there in the Bali Nefesh. The Balamor is in his Asagas to the Bali Nefesh, Shara Svira Osvav, which the Piskei Shuvah quotes here. Piskei Shuvah quotes the Sidri Tarla, quotes it. The Piskei Shuvah here in Sifkat and Kaf Aleph. So Balamor is bothered by the Shach, the Prisha's problem. And the Rabbi Buchwald in the Sfona points out that that's a Balamor l'shitaso, because the Balamor holds like Rabbeinu Tam that there's no heter tashmish b'yosel l'derech b'shas habest. So the Balamor is mefarish as follows: Mashakasav harav. He quotes the Ravid that's mefarish like the Rambam. L'nichal al l'fushay hachi. That can't be that the Gemara is saying that if you have a Rasha who is over on the Isser, even if it's only Isser Derabana, Tashmish Rishas the best, so that's the case where we save them from Roa Machmas Tashmish. Al Kachni Rolanu Perish. In the Ishla Vest, Vivestos de Gufa. They're not talking about a vest, like the Rav and the Ravid understood, a Vest of Flaga, a Vest of Chodesh, a time in the month or in a pattern where the woman expects to see dam, but rather we're talking about a vest haguf kagon shepiaka o sheitcha. Talking about a vest haguf where there's a physical sign that a woman always experiences before her re'iyah. So she always sneezes, passes gas, or has some kind of a physical indication that the Riyas Adam is about to begin. So that's a classic Vesta Guf. So the Balamor says, we're talking about where a woman has this kind of a Vesta Guf. So then she's Tola Riyasa on this Vesta Guf, Velo B'Tash Misha. The Ein Zuro and Machmas Tash Mish Ashet Yisbara La Merkeves. So if a woman has a predictable history where there's always an association between this physical manifestation of, let's say, sneezing or passing gas or having some kind of vest haguf prior to the Re'iyas Adam, so then if she happens to have that sometimes together with Tashmish, you can attribute the Re'iyah to that Vest HaGuf and not to the Tashmish. So the Atu Brishi Askinan problem is what forced the Balamor to be Mefarish differently. They were talking about a Vest HaGuf and not Vest HaChosh or Vest HaFlaga, not one of the standard interval or date Vestas. Okay. Yeah.
So when you're a Vest HaGuf, you couldn't have Tashmish after that?
If you have a vest haguf, so that's the question, what the span of time after the, depends on what the interval between the experiencing the vest haguf is and the tashmish. La halacha, if you have a vest haguf that always brings upon the re'iyah within that same ona, so then that ona is going to be asir. But presumably, Balmor is talking about an okimta, where you have a little bit more of a range. So let's say you have the Vest HaGuf that happens an Ona before. So maybe you could still attribute the Dam that otherwise would be Machmas Tashmish to that Vest HaGuf, even if it's a time where it wouldn't have triggered an immediate Issur Tashmish. But you're right, you have to fine tune exactly what the Yochimtas is going to the Balamor, because you know, in certain situations that Vest HaGuf would trigger an immediate Issur Tashmish also. Okay, good. Fine. So again, the Mechaber just quotes the Rambam that imyesh lo vest tala b'vesta means that you have a regular vest and you have tashmish samach l'vesta. The Beis Yosef writes that he thinks between Rashi and the Rambam mar mechada v'lo pligi, that there's no ledina. The Rambam would agree to Rashi Sokimta, and Rashi would agree to the Rambam Sokimta. And the Rambam Sokimta is probably a more shechiyah Sokimta because it's more likely that, especially Bimei Kedem, the indications are that it was much more common to have a Ves Kavua. So that's a more likely scenario than having Rashi's understanding of a vest where there are certain days where women will have a re'iyah associated with tashmish and other days that she doesn't. So maybe that's why it makes more sense to be nokate Lashon HaRambam l'halacha. But the Beis Yosef, at least the Beis Yosef, writes that Rashi Sokinta would be true ledina as well. Okay. So the bigger complication emerges from how the Mordechai understood this line. We'll see that's a machlokas, and that informs the Ramah and the multiple layers that we have here in the Ramah. Mordechai, again, the Mordechai is in Hilchos Nida, printed in the back of the Gemara Shavuos, but in these fancy new Gemaras, they print them in the back of Nida also. And in your computers, you don't have to open it up anyway. So but I had excerpted it in the Mar Mekoma sheet, so you wouldn't have to take a Gemara Shavuos off the shelf. But I'm sorry?
We didn't realize.
Okay. So the Mordechai writes, Tafshin Lamed Hei is a multi-column Mordechai. Yeah. So he has the following. Im yesh la vest zman kavua shehi roa dam, that if a woman has a predictable time where she sees dam, tol bevesta, then she can be told the re'iyah on the vest. Sheikha lomer is adam, she roa tahor. She has the right to say that the dam that she's saying, seeing is dam tahor. She adayin lo egi vesta, because her vest hasn't yet come. Meaning that a woman has a vest kavua, so she sees every second day of the month, and it's the 28th day of the month. So it's not now she has a vest. So she sees dam. You can be told the vest, the meaning that this dam is dam tor because it's not the shas a vest. So now the Rambam's that if you're nishame samach levesta, then you can assume that the dam that's coming is because of the vest, but it's the opposite. If you have a vest kavua and you are roa dam a different day than the yom vest, then you can assume that that dam is dam tahor because you don't expect to see it at that time. It's not the shas vest. V'tola b'makasa, sheichal lomar min makasa hi v'tora. And you can be told on the maka. You can say that that this is Dan Makkah. Then he writes a couple of lines later. Nemenes ish shalomar Makkah yeshli ba'osa Makkah, shemimene yotzadah. Mashma, dafka sheyudas sheyotzahadah ben Makkah tolava. So that line, Nemenesi Shalomar Makiyesh Bosamakam Shemimani Yosadam, sounds like she has to know that there's Dam coming out of the Makam. in order to be tola on the makom. Aval misafek in a tola. That if it's only a safek, then you can't be tola. Aval v'shas vesta. But during the shas vest, afilu yodas the vaday shadam yotzei min a makom. Even if you know for sure that the dam is coming out of the makom, but it's your yom havest, your onus havest, ain't a tolaba. So you have no right to be tola on the makom. Dim lokein lo tia tvei olam. If you're going to allow a woman to be tola al makasa v'shas havest, so she could end up never being tmeya, because every time she has a yom havest and an expected ria, she'll be tola b'makasa. And then you contrast that with generic samim. Amam samim, shetimsa bibigadah, tahora vitol, bimaka, feel any adash, shemaka mosi adam, the samim haka kukam in lahaka. We should look samim the rabbanon. So if it's a kesem, so then even if it's any adash, shemaka mosi adam, it can be makal, as opposed to a re'ia, where you need to have a yedia that the maka is mosi adam. Okay, so that part of the Mordechai that you need Yediyah Shemaka Masih Adam, we're going to put on the side for the moment. But let's focus on the initial lines of the Mordechai. And specifically, is there a connection between the din of Tola Bevesta and the din of Tola Bimakas? The Shach in Sivkat and Kaf. The Shach in Sivkat and Kaf, which is basically how the Beis Yosef understood the Mordechai as well. So the Shach understands in the Mordechai that the din of Tliya Bevest and the din of Tliya Bamaka are unrelated. Meaning that if a woman has a vest kavua and she sees dam shelo b'shas vesta, then she has the right to be mekel and assume that dam is dam tahor, even if she has no knowledge of a makom. That you have the right to assume that this is non-uterine blood, it's not dam in makor, minastadim, machmas miach tashmish, and the woman is going to be tahor. So if she's roa dam, machmas, tashmish, anytime other than the shas aves, if a woman has a ves kavua, even if she has no knowledge of a makom, you could be mekel. So that's im yesh levest tol bevesta, independent of any known makom. So these two lines are unrelated. Im yesh levest tol bevesta has nothing to do with im yesh lemaka tol bemakasa. That's how the Shach understands the Mordechai. The Shach quotes in the Tshuvas Moran Padua Simen Yud that this is a Kula Gedola. Kula Gedola, because basically we've eliminated any problem of Roa Machmas Tashmish for a woman who has a Ves Kavua, as long as she sees Shelo B'Shas Vesta. And you don't even have to deal or come up with a attributable Maka, which seems to be the objection of the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe, even though the Ramah in the Agos quotes the Mordechai, or at least a version of the Mordechai, Lalacha, but the Ramah in Darkei Moshe is more skeptical. Os Gimel. According to the Mordechai, Rav Nachman Tashmish is only relevant if a woman doesn't have a ves kavua, for all intents and purposes. But we don't find any evidence of that distinction in the Gemara and other Rishonim. Everyone's so same, that it presumably applies whether or not you have a ves kavua. That's a Darki Moshe's issue with the Mordechai, and presumably that's the Kula Gedola that the Maran Padua was talking about, that according to this reading of the Mordechai, it comes out that we've basically eliminated any, effectively eliminated a problem of Roma Machmas Hashmish as long as a woman has a ves kavua and isn't Mishameshet Vashasa ves, which would be an Isser anyway. Again, the Ramah in the Agos does quote the Mordechai, as we'll see, but in the Darki Moshe, he raises this as a Tzarech Iyun on both the Beis Yosef and the Mordechai. Why the Beis Yosef quote the Mordechai below Cholek? Does everyone really agree to that? And is that really true? How you talking that you can just dismiss Ro Machmas Tashmish from relevance for any woman that has a Ves Kavua? Okay. Now then, even though the Shach presents the Mordechai this way, that comes out to be a significant kula, but then he takes a step back. Lufi Zadir, because of the tremendous kula that this would result in, Lufi Zadir, halfway through the Shachs of Kav and Kaf, the Ein Lahatir El Levaila. So you can only invoke this Mordechai as far as the Hatter Levaila for Roa Machmas Tashmish. Mishum de Bekama Mekomos Chashu Chazal Shelo Lahotzi Isha Mibaila. Umishum Iguna Hikilu. Hilkach Ein Lafzika Roa Machmas Tashmish. So when the stakes are so high that if we don't find the Kula, the woman's going to be Asura Levaila Laolam, so that's an instance of Mishum Iguna Hikilu Barabanan, and then we look for Kula. So you only have the right to invoke this kula of the Mordechai, that a woman has a ves kavua and she's roa machmas tashmish shelo b'shas vesta is muteres, that's only as far as the hat to labayla, that we're not going to force her to receive a get. Aval mikol malkom tzricha leishiv shivin akiyah, but you still have to treat it as dam nidus, at least le'inyan, the standard Tara process. The b'chi agavna ein lismoch a Mordechai. That you shouldn't rely on the Mordechai to go that far. He's not saying, I think I saw in some svarim that said it otherwise, but he's not saying that the Mordechai doesn't say that. The Mordechai, presumably, would, in his reading of the Mordechai would be matir, not require shivin akiyah either. But he's saying, lahalacha, you can't accept the Mordechai akadei kach, that lahalacha, you have to insist that she sit shivin akiyah, because as it is, the Mordechai is a relative minority in position of Rishonim, how to understand that line of Imyesh Levest, Talib Vesta, and most of Rishonim disagree. So even if we'll accept the Mordechai's Kula, the Indian, not the Asher or the Baila, but for Shivan Akiyam, you have to be Ma. Okay, we'll come back later, probably not today. If you haven't yet done so, take a look at the Rebbe Kivegu here on this Shach. Vega has a different take on why you'd be mechalik between Asher Levaila and Shivan Akiyam, but we'll come back to that later on. Okay, so that is the Shach's understanding of the Mordechai, that the two lines of Ramah Masashmish and Damak have nothing to do with each other, and you have this Kula, sorry, the two lines of Talib Vesta and Talib Makas have nothing to do with each other, and you have this independent kula that if you have a woman of the best kavua, she can be mekel on Roa Machmas Tashmish as long as she sees Shalom Shas Vesta, even without the knowledge of any mak. Good? Okay. With this, Yaakov? Sorry. Good. Okay. Tshuvas Abach. Tshuvas Abach, Simin Pei Hei, which... The Tazir Sifkat Ches basically says like his father-in-law. The Bach writes as follows: Aval im ein la maka pshita de ein lo lomar shelo b'shas vesta de dam zetar. So he's working also within the Mordechai, and he says that if a woman doesn't have a makah, so it's pasha, then you can't say shalomish asbesta that this woman is tahora without a no makom. The dilma nischadish b'davar shiroa dam tome shalomish asbesta. It's not so unheard of that a woman's going to see dam shalomish asbesta even if she has a best kavua. It's not like the only way to explain the fact that a woman sees dam shalomish asbesta is because of the makom. V'davar pashidhu. The be'ein l'maka kal, afilu yesh l'vest, v'iroa be'ein vest l'vest, d'ni chalitlos, v'lomar dam tarhu, sheba min ha'sad. So it's pashut that absent a known maka, you can't just automatically be maka the woman on the basis of the fact that she's seeing shalom v'shas vesta. You have to have some raglayim l'davar. Sharei afilu matza kesem v'shashi tahora be'ein vest l'vest, im ela davar litlos bo kagunch oska b'dam sibra chayotzi bo gazir banu shi tmeya. They even summed in shalobashas vesta were machmaran. If you see a kasem, shalobashas vesta, you don't have a taliya, then the one's going to be tmeya. Kol shikain, v'ro adam yosemi gufa. Here, this is worse than a kasem. You know that the dam came migufa. The question is, can you attribute it to a mach or some other source? Or the Shach's understanding attributed to Miach B'tzadim. But you have to have something to attribute it to. Okay. V'lo kasha, the kan kasa of the tol b'makasa, d'min makahu, umash ma'afa pisha eni yodash ma'kasa mitzi adam. So don't be bothered by the following. That originally, the Mordechai writes, "V'tola b'makasa sheyichal lomer b'makasa v'tora." They can be tola b'makasa. Tola b'makasa sounds like, or could be read as, even if you don't know that there's a maka. And then he writes, "Nemedasi shalomer maka yishli b'osam makom, dafka sheyudas sheyatzadam." Minamaka. Then he writes, you have to have an idea that there's a maka. Vami safek, you can't be told by makasa. Diyish letarets, dahasa mari b'isha she'ein vest. So if a woman doesn't have a vest, that's the second line of the Mordechai, hilkach b'inan diyodas she'yothi adam minamaka. If a woman doesn't have a vest kavua, in order to be tala b'makasa, you have to have a yedia that the dam is b'makasa. Amal tchila tvarav, heim b'had detani, v'im yesh laves tala b'vesta, v'tala b'makasa, mashma, d'keva de yesh laves, tala re'iya zu, shebein vest laves, b'makasa minasta. Afagav, d'eini yodas, the makasa mitziyada. So he explains the Mordechai as follows: that im yesh la vest zman kavua, that if a woman has a vest kavua and she sees dam shalavishas a vesta, then if you have a maka, you can be told of a maka, even if it's not a maka hayaduah shemitziyada. So if you have a vest kavua, there's a malyusa, but not to the extent of the shach. If you have a vest kavua, so you still need and you see shalom v'shas to vesta, you still need to have knowledge that there's a maka. You just don't need to connect the dots that this dam necessarily came from this maka. You need to know that there's a maka there, but you don't need to be able to prove that this maka produced this dam. As opposed to, if a woman does not have a vest kavua, and that's what he says the Mordechai writes means in the second piece. So if a woman does not have a vest kavua, and you want to be mako, so then you have to have a yedia that the dam is yotze min hamaka. So again, if you have a vest kavua, and you've seen dam shalomishas vest, all you need to know is that there's a maka, but you don't have to have firmer knowledge that it's a maka hayadu shemotzi adam. If you do not have a Ves Kavua and you want to be Tola B'Makosa, then you have to have a firmer knowledge that it's a Maka Shemotzi Adam. And that's why in the first line of the Mordechai, there's no reference to Yedia. There's only reference to Yedia in the following lines. Okay, so that's how the Bach understood the Mordechai. Chuvas Chasam Sofer Yaredeya Simon Kuf Mem Beis. Chuvas Chasam Sofer Yaredeya Kuf Mem Beis. It's a lengthy tshuva. He establishes, or he tries to establish, that other Rishonim fit into the Mordechai Aliba de Bach. He thinks that the Maram, the Ravid, also understood the sugya the way the Bach understood the Mordechai. The Chassid Sofer there is an additional. Ha'ara, that if we're going to work, again, we haven't gotten back to the Ramah yet, but if let's say we would work, and we'll have to insert this to the Ramah when we explain the Ramah, but let's just, for argument's sake now, operate within the Bach's understanding of the Mordechai, that if a woman has a vest kavua, and she sees dam shalavish as a vest, you could be told that the makasa, as long as you know there's a maka, even if it's not a maka, hayadua shemitzi adam, as opposed to a woman that doesn't have a ves kavua, so then you have to have a firmer knowledge that the maka is motzi adam. Okay? Says the Chasam Sofer, what's the definition of a ves kavua? So ves kavua is not only a woman has a ves kavua for a haflaga 28 days. A woman has a ves kavua for seeing on the second day of a month. Even if she has a, what some possibly refer to as a vest shlili, based on the Jumas Hadesha, that a woman sees within a certain range, but she'll never see before that range. So let's say if we're talking about a vest haflaga, she doesn't have a vest kavua, because some months and maybe a 27-day cycle, some months it may be a 25-day cycle, some months it may be a 29-day cycle. But it's never less than 25 days. So for all intents and purposes, she has the ves kavua that she's not going to see dam in an interval less than 25 days. So for the purpose of this din, for our context, let's call it Rav Machmas Hashmish, but it could be relevant elsewhere as well. For the purpose of our din of Roa Machmas Tashmish, so if a woman in that case will see dam at a 23-day interval since the last Riyah, and she has a maka, even if it's not a maka yadua shemitzi adam, then you can be tala b'makasa. Because the logic of the distinction between a ves kavu and a ves shena kavu is that we have a lower threshold of evidence that we require if the woman sees dam during a time that she would not expect to see dam as part of her normal riya. So even if it's not a technical ves kavua in the classic sense, but if she'll never see dam in less than a 25-day interval, so for all intents and purposes, that's the same thing. And if she sees dam 23 days since the last riya, then according to the Bach, with this mahalach, she could be tola b'makasa, as long as she knows it's a maka, even if there's no yediya that it's a maka motzi adam. Yeah.
I'm just not clear on the distinction between a classic vest and this vest.
So a classic vest, let's talk about a vest aflaga. In order to create a vest kavua, the woman has to see dam at 28-day intervals, three cycles in a row. That makes it a vest kavua. But a woman doesn't see it every 28 days. One day, 1 month, she'll see it on a 27-day interval, 1 month, 28, 1 month, 29. So she doesn't have a vest kavua in the classic sense, but you have a vest shlili, a negative vest, that she'll never see done at an interval less than 25 days.
Okay.
So that may have the same status as a ves kavua or an inverse ves kavua, and that if she would see dam within a interval that's less than her lowest predicted interval, then there's a lower threshold for the taliyah that's necessary.
For other areas, is the best to be considered, should we consider more like a best kavua, more like not having a best kavua?
I'm sorry?
I'm saying in other areas of best, like being pandan, is it always treated like a best kavua, or we're saying that comes out so for saying to finish here?
It's not necessarily a phenomenal kiddush. We'll have to talk when we get to Vestas about the scope of how we treat him. It's not la halacha. It's not going. It's a complicated Raman kuf pedal that we have to unpack. So let's leave that for now. It's not a regular achas answer. And maybe a machlokas achrona how we paskin, but it's not a phenomenal Kiddush, but some of the Zachavasas like that, some are raised in this context, but we'll have to see more when we discuss that in its own time. Okay, and it's also relevant, the related issue in Ona Beinonis. So an Ona Beinonis absent in many areas, an Ona Beinonis has the status of a ves kavua, that even if a woman doesn't have a ves kavua, but she has to treat a 30-day interval, or 31-day interval, machlokas, as potentially a ves kavua. So that the crazy place he raises that here in Sivkat and Dalad, or Chilkan and Othman Beis, that is an Ona Beinonis the same as a ves kavua, the Indian set. Okay. Fine. So the next thing we'll have to talk about is what kind of maka is necessary in order to be tola. And there's potentially three possibilities. That if we talk about a maka hayadua shemotzi adam, so does maka hayadua shemotzi adam mean that you know that this maka has produced dam? Does it mean you know this maka is capable of producing dam, or a maka like this is capable of producing dam? Or do you know that this dam is directly attributable to this maka? Again, this maka is known to be motzi dam. A maka like this could be motzi dam, or this maka was motzi this dam. So we'll have to, I think we'll stop here for today, but we'll start next time analyzing where the Rashba falls, which is the major source of Rishonim for this discussion. And then after that, we'll come back to try to understand the Rama, and then move on to some more Lamaisa applications. Okay, so we'll stop here for today. I, Ritz Hashem, will pick up on Monday. Okay, should we do Mondays 3:15 to allow the Rabbi Rosenzweig people some time to breathe after Shir?
That'd be helpful. I'm welcome.